Beloved, Christ is in our midst. This gospel today of the multiplication of the 5 loaves and 2 fish is one of those miracles of Christ Jesus that does not involve the healing of someone who is sick or possessed by a demon or raising someone from the dead as he did for the widow's son and for Lazarus. But rather, the people are hungry. And he tells first his disciples to give them something to eat. And surely the disciples must have been astonished. They said, "Lord, all we have are 5 loaves and 2 fish for 12 of us and you. And here are 5,000 men, not including the women and children. So probably another 5,000. And he fed them all, taking them what the disciples gave to him, blessing them, lifting his eyes to heaven, and so they distributed them. And not only was it enough food for them to eat, but it was enough food so that there was leftovers, and not just leftovers, but 12 baskets full. Remember, there were 12 disciples, 12 baskets full, 12 tribes of Israel. And Jesus is feeding the people from what the disciples offer. And many of the saints have seen in this the anticipation of his feeding us with his body and blood, with 2 things. As the people fed on the bread and the fish, Christ will give us his body and his blood. But ultimately, the body and blood comes from us offering up bread and wine, like the disciples offered up bread and fish. And all of these truly are gifts from God, because there is nothing that exists that we can eat, that we have created. Because who created everything, from the air we breathe to the food we eat, to the rocks in the ground, is God. So ultimately, all these things are from him. And we, like the disciples, take wheat that's fit for animals, but not for us to eat by itself. We either have to boil the wheat, or we have to grind it up into flour and add water and yeast and salt to make bread. And even grapes. We don't simply offer a cup of grapes, but the grapes have to be fermented with yeast and sugar to turn into wine. So we add some of our little baby steps of effort to these gifts God gives. And we then take these things from God that we have worked upon and offer them as his own gifts. As we will hear in the liturgy, when the bread, now consecrated as the body of Christ, and the wine, now consecrated as the blood of Christ, are lifted up, the prayer is said, offering you your own of your own. Because these gifts are his gifts. He's the one that gives them to us. And we offer them up to him, and he offers them back to us as his body and blood, for us to eat and drink, to be filled with him, to be nourished by him in body and in spirit. And that parallel follows in the gospel, that they offer to Jesus the fish and the bread, and he blesses them and gives them back to them to distribute them. We offer the bread and wine up to God, who gives them to us to begin with. And he gives them back to us as his body and blood, for us to eat and drink. And this happens not only in the Eucharist. It happens when we offer incense at every service, particularly at the liturgy. because there's a prayer that goes along with putting the incense on the live coal. You know, the incense is made from fragrant oil. It comes from flowers and other fragrant herbs mixed with resin, mixed together, something we work over to turn into incense that placed on the live coal lifts such a pleasing and sweet aroma to God. And the prayer is, we offer you incense, O Christ God, as an aroma of spiritual fragrance, that receiving it upon your heavenly altar, we offer up the incense, the sweet smell that goes to God's heavenly altar, so that he sends down upon us the Holy Spirit. So as the incense is rising to heaven with its sweet smell, the Holy Spirit is coming to us. It's this constant motion of us offering up to God and him giving back to us, and giving back to us more than what we offer. For after all, incense is only a little bit of oil and resin, and in return, he gives us his Spirit. We offer up bread and wine that we can drink at every meal, but here he gives it back to us as himself, as his body and blood. So great and wondrous is our God that he takes these little things that are ultimately his, that we offer to him, and he gives us back much more than we can expect, and much more than we in our sins deserve, because he is always pouring himself out to us so that we do the littlest thing for him, offering up to him. He gives us back so much more in return, gives us back himself, so that as bread and wine are transformed into the body and blood of Christ, we ourselves may be changed into Christ. That is our life on this earth, to offer ourselves up, offer up our sufferings, our sorrows. And if we're not suffering today, believe me, someone in our family is, and we will be suffering tomorrow, because that is the way of this life. It's to take up the cross as Christ took it up and offer ourselves to him so that he can fill us with himself. He can so dwell in us that he shines forth in us, so that even in the sorrows of this life, we find the joy of the cross, of his cross, as we go along step by step in the middle of any of our difficulties, because in offering ourselves up to him at those moments is when we are the closest to him. So if we try to run away from them, escape our sorrows and pains, we are creating anxiety for ourselves and an ungodly suffering, because the only way our suffering will find its fullness and meaning is in Christ, in offering it up to him, in offering the wholeness of ourselves up to him, so that as bread and fish were multiplied for so many people, as incense comes down back to us as the Holy Spirit, as bread and wine are given to us as the body and blood of Christ, we offer up ourselves that we are transformed. Christ living in us, his life, his light, living in him by the grace of the Holy Spirit and to the glory of God the Father.